Five men arrested in London by the Metropolitan Police in relation to a potential threat to Pope Benedict's visit. The head of MI5 warning that Britain's facing a serious risk of terrorist attacks from Somalia, Yemen and Northern Ireland. Two stories that emerged today at the same time as potential weak spots in the UK's borders are being highlighted by the Chief Constable of Dumfries and Galloway Constabulary. He says that budget cuts are compromising security at ports in his area and posing a danger to the whole of mainland Britain. His officers at the ports of Stranraer and Kenryon are already overstretched, he insists, and worries that plans by the United Kingdom Border Agency to scrap its three posts there will make the situation even worse. Ray Furlong reports.
I'm spending a blustery, rainy day with Sergeant Gavin McCallum. His post is paid by the UK Border Agency to cover illegal immigration in the ports of Stranraer and here in Kenryon.
Right then, they must say I shall have a look in your bag.
And at the moment, we're checking cars and lorries coming off. What about foot passengers and so on?
They'll just be coming off by themselves. Unfortunately, we don't have the staff to cover that point. There could be anybody coming through there at the moment. We've got the two or sometimes the four points to cover. We have the Stena port and the P&O port, and we've got embarkation and disembarkation points at both ports to cover.
And how many UK Border Agency people are there to cover those four points?
There's three staff seconded from the Dumfries and Galloway Police to the United Kingdom Border Agency. But at any given time, that maximum, there's two of us on duty.
So you can't physically cover them?
No, it's not possible for us to cover all four points all the time.
All this matters because although these aren't international ports, they do have international connections. You can cross the border from the Republic of Ireland to Northern Ireland without having your passport checked and then come here to enter mainland Britain. Arriving back at the police station, I meet the Chief Constable, Patrick Shearer, already reeling from losing 15% of his police staff in June. He says the ports are a weak link in UK border security.
I think it's a distinct vulnerability, and therefore it's a concern of mine that we do not have the appropriate resources at the port to focus on what is a significant problem. It is a soft underbelly. There's over 2 million passengers come through there every year. It's been identified as a route into the UK by a whole range of nationalities. It just does not make sense for me not to have any UK Borders Agency presence on a permanent basis at the port.
Given that you've already lost 15% of your numbers earlier this year in a separate decision by the Scottish Government, can the loss of three officers here really make such a difference?
It can make such a difference because it's about UK Borders Agency presence here. As a result of that review carried out by the Scottish Government, it was identified that there should be, in fact, an increased UK Borders Agency resource at the port. Immigration is not our core responsibility. It is of the UK Borders Agency, and therefore I would ask, why are they not here?
So what sort of discussions have you had with the UK Border Agency about this?
There was no discussion, there was no debate. It was the simply case it was happening. The core activity of the officers at the port is in a counter-terrorist role. What I don't want to do is for my officers to be routinely distracted and pulled away from what I believe is their core duty and a really important duty.
The UK Border Agency didn't make anyone available for interview, but issued a statement.
To be more operationally effective, we have moved the work of identifying illegal migrants going into the Galloway ports to Northern Ireland, where the UK Border Agency has a more substantial resource, which is better placed to monitor traffic destined for Galloway.
Patrick Shearer says this is impractical because Belfast is more than 2 hours' travel away. The coalition agreement pledges to enhance national security, improve immigration controls, and crack down on the trafficking of people, weapons, and drugs. But ministers were also unavailable for comment for this report.
Where are you heading for? Where are you travelling to?
Edinburgh.
These Filipinos were genuine tourists. But illegal immigrants keep on coming through Stranraer. After Sergeant McCallum's shift ended, a Sudanese man was arrested for illegally entering the UK. Just one of the 200 to 300 arrested here on immigration charges every year.
That was Ray Furlong reporting.